It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to Fresh Oil. Today's the Thursday edition of Fresh Oil. This week, we've been talking about the waiting room of God. What a wonderful subject. Many of you find yourself today in the waiting room of God. Boy, have I been there. A couple years back, I went through almost a full year of not being able to walk. I was in God's waiting room. I began to wonder if I would ever walk again, but I trusted God despite what the doctors would say. There are times when we go through that season where it seems like God is delaying the answer to our prayers, but really, friend, He has perfect timing. And He's doing something in that season of waiting that we can't see when we first are going through it because we don't understand the purpose of delay. Today's episode, that's what we're calling it. We're calling it the purpose of delay. And I want to speak directly to that part of you that keeps asking, why hasn't it happened yet? Why the holdup? Why is God allowing this to stretch on for so long? And here's the truth, my friend. Delay is one of the most misunderstood tools in the hands of God. We often miss what God is doing when we're going through the delay. We equate delay with denial. And we see it as God saying no, but many times delay is just God saying not yet. Because what I'm doing in you is just as important as what I'm doing for you. We're going to dig deep today. We're going to uncover the mystery behind divine delays. And by the end of the show, I believe you'll begin to understand you're waiting with new eyes and see a new purpose underneath what God is doing for you. Now, our text today comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 11, verses 5 and 6. It said, "Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he stayed where he was 2 more days. Now, why would a loving God delay his answer? I've often wondered why Jesus waited 2 more days before he came to Bethany when Mary and Martha had sent word that their brother was sick even unto death, and Jesus waited until the point where Lazarus already died. Why would a loving God delay his answer? Have you ever asked that question? We know he can act. We believe he hears us. We prayed the right prayers. We stood on the right promises, and still we wait. Today's message is called The Purpose of Delay, because delay isn't random. It isn't cruel. And it certainly isn't divine forgetfulness. Delay is often intentional, and it's purposeful. And it's deeply transformative in our lives. We're going to explore not just the reality of delay, but its necessity. And I believe by the end of the program today, you'll begin to thank God for the delay that you once resented. Now, let me begin today with a powerful illustration. There was a master potter who was once asked why some of the most beautiful vases and bowls in her collection took twice as long in the kiln as the other vases. And she smiled and she said this, because they were formed for fire. She went on to explain that the thicker the clay, the more intense the pressure, and the higher the intended value, the longer the time that the pot had to spend in the kiln, in the fire. Some of my fastest pieces, she said, they cracked when I removed them too soon. But the ones I left in the fire, they became heirlooms." Boy, that struck me. Friend, what if your delay is not punishment? What if it's proof that God is making something precious in you? What if he's building something in you and you're being made for great purpose in your life? You're being fired for a reason. God has something beautiful that he's going to do in your life. Isaiah 64 and verse 8 says this, "We are the clay and you are the potter. And the potter knows the exact temperature that'll bring out strength without destroying the design. Sometimes what we call delay, the potter calls it curing. He's not ignoring your prayers. He's guarding your integrity, your endurance, your readiness, because what he's shaping in you is not ordinary, friend. It's holy. Friend, delay allows depth to catch up to the calling. Let's go on with John chapter 11, the story of Lazarus. Lazarus is sick. Jesus gets the news. And then comes the stunning verse that says, "Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he stayed 2 more days. Now I would think the verse would say, "Now Jesus loved Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. So when he heard he was sick, he ran immediately to heal him." But that's not what it said. He stayed 2 more days. Wait, what? He loved them, so he stayed? Yes, because Jesus wasn't coming to do what they expected. He was coming to do something greater. And in order for the resurrection to happen, death had to come first. So delay was part of the design. Now apply that to your life. You've been asking for God to take you to the next level. You've been believing God for a breakthrough. You felt like your dream is being ripped out from under you. So what if the delay is there to let your depth catch up to your calling? If God opened every door when you first knocked, you might step into places your roots can't support. Delay is the kiln, friend, the slow fire that cures your life and makes you into what God has shaped you for. The space where depth is forged, where your public strength is reinforced by your private prayer life and your surrender to God. Don't resent the kiln. It's proof that what you're carrying really matters. And then secondly, today, think about this. Delay separates trust from control. Here's the truth we don't always like to admit. Most of us want to trust God as long as we agree with his timeline. But when the delay grows long, when the wait becomes uncomfortable, we begin to lose trust and we start to reach for control. We try to help God. Have you ever tried to help God out? We begin to cut corners. We rationalize compromise. And we settle for Ishmael instead of waiting for Isaac. But delay, it strips us of that illusion. It confronts us with this question: do I trust God? Or do I trust my version of how he should move? See, God will intentionally delay some things just to purify your faith from manipulation. He'll remove your timelines and he'll test your surrender. He'll ask, "Am I enough for you?" Even when I say, "Not yet." The longer I serve God, the more I realize that the greatest miracles happen when I stop controlling the outcome and I start trusting the heart of the one who has decided to delay. The third thing I want to share with you today is delay. It magnifies God's glory and not just my gratification. Let's go back to John 11. Jesus eventually arrives in Bethany. And by this point, Lazarus has been dead for 4 days. To Mary and Martha, that was the end of the story. But to Jesus, it was the beginning of something greater than a healing. He looks at them and says, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you'll see the glory of God?" Catch that. Glory, not just relief. That's important. God's not committed to just our comfort. He's committed to revealing himself through us, his glory. And sometimes his delays are intentional just to increase the display of his glory. If he came too early, the miracle might be small. The testimony would just be partial. It would be a healing and not a resurrection. But when he waits, wow, the story multiplies. The crowd gathers. the glory shines brighter. See, God doesn't always answer according to your timeline. He answers according to what brings Him the most glory through your life. That's not selfish, it's holy. Because when He is glorified, your faith is strengthened, and your witness, it's multiplied, and your life, it takes on an eternal weight. Now, let me give you my fourth point. Delay, it prepares the atmosphere for resurrection. Get this point. Here's the part I love the most. Jesus didn't just show up late. He showed up right on time for resurrection. Had He arrived earlier, Lazarus would have been healed, but the world would have missed the voice that called death back to life. Delay is what gave birth to resurrection. Friend, what if your delay isn't leading to disappointment, but to resurrect things that you never imagined possible? God may be allowing the death of a plan, a timeline, a dependency, so He can raise up something you didn't even ask for. See, His delays are strategic. He does things on purpose, not by accident. He's not trying to get you back to what was. He's calling forth what will be. Now, let's pause in closing today to reflect with honesty. What have you assumed was a rejection, but might be a delay? Have you given up on something that God still intends to resurrect? Have you tried to take control in a season that was meant for surrender? Are you trusting God, or are you trusting your plans? And the children of Israel, they wandered around Mount Sinai one more lap for 40 years in the wilderness. God had them there until they got it right. Where has delay deepened your faith instead of destroying it? Think back on your life and remember times where God delayed, but it ended up being a good thing and not a bad thing. Can you name a time when waiting shaped something inside of you? Don't waste your delay. Let it speak. Let it shape you. Let it show you that God is working in ways you cannot even see. Now, in closing today, stop praying only for deliverance from the delay. Start praying for revelation within the delay. God, what are you doing in me right now during this season of silence, during this waiting room experience? God, what are you preparing in secret? God, what kiln have you placed me in that'll reveal your glory through me? Let's stop treating delay as the enemy. It may be the sacred space where destiny is cured, it's fired, and it's fortified. Father, for every listener frustrated by delay, I ask for peace, but I also ask for revelation. Show them that this season is not wasted. Speak into the heat of the kiln and remind them that you are the potter, Lord. Shape them, strengthen them, reveal the resurrection power on the other side of the waiting. We trust you, not only when you speak, but even when you say, stay two more days. And in Jesus' name, I pray for everyone listening today. God, may you be with them during this season of the waiting room. We thank you for it. Thank you, friend, for joining me for today's Fresh Oil. Tomorrow, we finish our week out with what happens when you don't give up.
If you're enjoying the ministry of Fresh Oil, check out some of the resources we have available online. Keith Manley has authored a number of books that are available on Amazon.com, including his memoir, This Is My Story. His book, The Grace Revolution, is also available, along with a number of novels in paperback, hardcover, and Kindle ebook. His music is available on Apple Music, Spotify, and all the streaming platforms. Thanks for your support for this radio ministry.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.